In cooperation with the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce and the Iowa Business Journals, we're able to bring you this report from the Central Iowa Business Conference.
Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm, Creamer Law Business Law, CreamerLaw.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour as we broadcast from the Central Iowa Business Conference. This has been an amazing day. And the originator of the conference, one of the leaders of the conference, is Tiffany Menke. She's the executive director of the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce, or they call you El Presidente.
The title is President,
yes.
But Chief Firefighter works, you know.
I am the person that makes the decisions with a whole group of others. Tiffany, congratulations on this inaugural event. This has been absolutely tremendous. How many people came?
Well, we had well over 316, I think, is what we had set for, and we had some walk-ins yet today. It was fantastic. I mean, we completely filled the room. There wasn't a seat open, so it was wonderful.
The Central Iowa Business Conference is an opportunity for people from all across Iowa, and believe me, I've met some people from way outside of the metro that came together to listen to this EOS system. This way in which management takes on a different look. How long was all of this in the making so that you could put together an effective forum?
Sure. So about a year and a half ago, a small group of business leaders got together, and we determined that there was a need. And that need was we really lacked high-quality educational opportunities right here in Central Iowa. You know, ABI does a great job on their educational content. It's usually in different parts of Iowa. There are some other great conferences. A lot of them are industry specific, but not on business leadership. And so we got together, determined that there was that need. And like I said, about a year and a half ago, we all started just shaping what this conference was going to be and how we could bring people together from all over. We have Central Iowa, but you're right, it's throughout the entire state. And it wasn't about Urbandale Chamber membership. It wasn't about that. It was really about providing high-quality content and connections for people.
And you've certainly done that today. When we take a look at the snapshot of the people who are here today, I saw lots of small businesses. I saw some larger businesses here. What was the target demographic that you guys were going for?
Really, it was kind of that small, medium, large. This EOS system can be implemented in any size of business. So it wasn't necessarily the size of business. What we were really looking for was businesses to bring their team, not just the business owner, but their management team, those in HR, marketing, because this system impacts everybody. It impacts the entire company. And so we wanted those leadership teams here, and we were able to accomplish that. And quite frankly, it's one of the only ways or reasons we were able to get Gino Wickman, because Gino speaks four times a year throughout the U.S., and that's it.
Really?
And what he liked was our thought process and who we wanted here. He likes to speak to teams, not just the business owner at the top. He wants the entire team. And that was one of the reasons he selected the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce as one of his very few locations that he speaks to.
We're visiting with Tiffany Menke. She's the president and chief executive officer at the Urbandale Chamber, the folks that put this together today. Let's try to explain what EOS is. I've sat through Gino's presentation. I've sat through the panel discussion with several of the people who utilize EOS. What is it so that people can have a better understanding?
It's the entrepreneurial operating system. And so there's lots of EOS implementers that can really go through what Traction is about. The best way if anyone is interested, I would encourage them to get the book. It really is a simple, it's a simple process in order to keep your business on track and to hit your goals and to reach and achieve what those goals are. And it impacts every facet of the business. And read the book. It really is.
And that book, by the way, is Traction, ladies and gentlemen. One of the things that Gino Wickman was talking about, he was talking about the six things that really impact a business. And those six things were so easy And that's what he said. Mm-hmm. These are easy things to take a look at. But so many times we're so busy at the business of business that we don't take time to sit, close the door, and actually think about these things. And so, yes, once again, the book is called Traction, and they were handing it out like crazy here at the business conference. But it's an opportunity for you to learn what exactly is this entrepreneurial operating system. When you put this conference together, Tiffany, you had a crew of people working on this. What were they all doing? What was the reason? And good on you, by the way, that you didn't single-handedly do this. You had lots of help.
Yeah. So Gina Schultz, our vice president, really took the lead staff role with organizing this conference. Huge kudos to her. And then we had other folks that just took different pieces of it. So like I said, we had a small but mighty committee that came together, and everyone had different roles of what they were good at. And a lot of it was connections. It was sponsorships. You know, without sponsorships, we can't get speakers
sure.
such as Gino or Vicki Halsey. I'm really excited to hear her this afternoon.
She's tremendous.
Yeah, and we couldn't do that without sponsors, so that was part of it. And then just shaping it and having those conversations about what do business leaders need today? What is it that they're lacking? What can we provide them in education so that they're working on their business and not just in it every single day?
And one of the great things about the Urbandale Chamber is you have so many members, so that you've got a real wellhouse to go back to say what is on your mind. And you guys have for years held really intensive listening posts with your members, so you already know oftentimes what they're looking for. You just need to bring the value to them.
Yeah, so we have our Moxie group.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, that's been around 6 or 7 years maybe now.
Yeah.
And it's every month, it's 2 hours of business owners working on their business and talking to us about issues and challenges they're having, so that as an organization, we can assist, but then other business owners are in that room and they're assisting each other. These connections, Michael, are so important. And that's one of the things, like this business conference, look at what we're able to achieve when we take business leaders from the entire central Iowa area and bring them together and have these conversations and make these strong connections and what that can do for their business. You know, connections are so critical, and we're really excited that we had the opportunity to bring people together today.
Well, business really does revolve around relationships. And if you're comfortable in those relationships, how many times have you told me people will do business with people that they know and trust? And that's one of those real value-centered propositions that the Chamber of Commerce, yours in Urbandale, and others bring to their membership. And this conference was one of those things. I think you probably knew almost everybody here.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, I guess.
We have a really neat app that came with the conference.
Wasn't that something?
Yeah,
let's talk
cool?
about that for a minute. Where did that come from? Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, so if you're into applications for your phone, this thing that was put out by through the Urbandale Chamber is just fascinating. And you guys are pretty much cutting edge on these kinds of things. I remember years ago, we've done several of these technological breakthroughs to connect members with events and things. But this is called what?
Hoova.
Hoova.
Hoova. Hoova. Hoova. And it's really neat because it's not just a conference app. It's a way that conference attendees can connect and communicate with each other. I don't know. There's just, they could share photos. They can see who's here. You know, there's really a lot to it that's just well beyond just a conference app. And we're really excited. Gina actually found that, and we knew right away that we absolutely needed that because connections are such a critical part
right.
of what we want to provide.
Now, will you be utilizing that application in other forms and for other things?
You know, it is a pretty slick app. I can't tell you yes or no. We're in the process of planning for next year.
Yeah.
I know for next year's conference, when we do this in the fall of 2018, we'll be using Hoova again. And we'll look to other events and how we can bring that into our program of work.
One of the really neat things about Hoova is that you're capturing lots and lots of data, lots mm-hmm. of information, and that can be used, I suspect, to be able to connect the Urbandale Chamber with so many people.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this really this conference, like I said, really wasn't about membership in the chamber, mm-hmm. You know, those kinds of things. It really was about serving the business leaders in Central Iowa. And, you know, just like we tell everyone else, connections are wonderful.
That's right.
So, yeah, it will connect us to businesses who have not had the opportunity to understand what it's like to be involved with a chamber of commerce or a 5-star accredited chamber of commerce. You know, there's a lot of things that we do, and it raises the bar for all chambers of commerce and what we offer our members and how we connect with the business community.
Tiffany Menke, ladies and gentlemen, the president and CEO of the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce. How many members now?
770-ish, somewhere in there.
That's strong. Thank you so much for sitting
down
and talking
about this. Thanks, Michael.
Really
appreciate it.
Good stuff.